And Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
is the highest praise. And who deserves it? Show not me. Show not you. But God deserves it. The highest praise. Hallelujah. You deserve. I wish I could sing like her. But I know hallelujah is the highest praise. And I know God gets the glory out of it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Thank God, thank God, thank God for another opportunity to come before his presence to give a word, Lord God, to your people, God. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you crown my head with every wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of this word. That I speak only what you desire for me to speak. That I say only what you desire for me to say. Holy Spirit, rise up on the inside. Have your way. I yield to you, Lord God. My mind, my thoughts, my ears, my inner being, Lord God. I ask that you just have your way, Lord God. I pray right now, Lord God, that the people be receptive to the word of God, Lord God. That it, because it is your word, not my word, Lord God. And I thank you. God, I ask right now that you touch our pastor right now in his absence, Lord God. Keep him, cover him, protect him, Lord God, from everything that's coming against his mind, his heart. God, I ask that you put his place, his feet in his high place, Lord God. Strengthen him, Lord God, where he is weak. Build him up, Lord God, where he is torn down. We thank you, Lord God, and we praise you for such a time as this. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Amen. Thank God, thank God. Thank God for my family. Thank God for my husband looking so handsome over there. Thank you. I already knew. Amen. I thank God for him. We're not going to be before you long, so let's just turn real quick. You don't even have to turn, because I know you know this scripture by heart. Amen. I know you do. But if you want to turn, turn to John 3:16. There you go. 3:16. And it reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall perish will not," come on, y'all. I know we know this. "Will not perish, but have everlasting life." That you shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And the word of the Lord is already blessed. If I had to tag a subject to this, it's going to be the gift that keeps on giving. The gift that keeps on giving. As we stir up into this week, we're coming into the week of Christmas, and we know everybody want to be giving gifts, and we know you're buying gifts, you want gifts, but it's somebody that's not going to get a gift. Amen? It is somebody that's not going to get a gift, and you're going to feel like you're not loved because you didn't get a gift. But I come to stand here 4'11". I got on a couple heels, but 4'11", and tell you that God gave us the greatest gift. Amen. If you can't shout off nothing else, you need to shout out that God gave you a gift. You don't have to wait on nobody to give it to you. You ain't got to stand out there and solicit to get it. You already got it. And it's the greatest gift, y'all. The word of God in John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world." This passage, I just want to let y'all know that this passage was said to Nicodemus. That Nicodemus was a man that loved the Lord. Now, I ain't going to say loved the Lord, but I'm going to say he knew the scriptures. And a lot of times we know the scriptures, but a lot of times we don't know what the scriptures mean. We read the scriptures, but we don't act out in the scriptures. Nicodemus was one of them. I want y'all to go to think that I'm not talking about the word, because the word says this was, and you know this word was in red. So you do know Jesus was speaking, right? God was speaking. We know that. Amen. So anytime it's in red, we know it's directly hot off the press. But Nicodemus was a Pharisee, and he read the word. But in this particular scripture, he knew he read this word, but he didn't quite understand what the word means. A lot of times, you don't understand that you have to be reborn into Christ to go to heaven. We just feel like we're going. No, you got to have a retransformation in your life so you can go. Amen? This scripture already by itself is, I think, taught in BTU, Sunday school, vacation Bible school, because we quote it quite often, for God so loved the world. But if God is loving the world, does that world stop with me? No. Thank you, Ann. Talk to me back. That's good. It don't stop with me. It said God so loved the world. The world consists of everybody in the world. That means you can be tall, short, one arm, no arms, black, white, tan, light skin. You know, we have to put, we like to put things in categories. But when the Lord says, I so love the world, he said, everybody. He didn't leave out nobody. And I want y'all to understand that love is an action verb. I know y'all like to say all the time that love, you know, it's a feeling. It's not a feeling. And anytime somebody tell you they love you and they don't have no actions behind it, they don't love you. They don't love you. I'm coming to tell you, I'm just going to be, you know, transparent. They do not love you if it's no actions behind that word. That word has been so scrutinized till it has lost its flavor. A lot of times we just say I love you to keep people quiet. But if it's nothing coming behind that I love you, it's none and void. That does not mean that you got to buy me something. Does not mean that you got to give me something. That means your actions should line up with the word that you're saying. Amen? So guess what? When God say, God so loved the world, the word love, let me give y'all a definition of that. Y'all know I love definitions. Love means a selfless, sacrificial, unconditional, active love, focusing on well-being of others, even enemies, through patience, kindness, forgiveness, truth, rather than emotions or self-interest. Y'all want me to read that again? Because y'all looking like y'all don't understand that. Let me read it again then. Love means selfless, sacrificial, unconditional, an active love reflecting God's character, focusing on well-being of others, even your enemies, through patience, kindness, forgiveness, truth, rather than your mere emotions or self-interest. That's good. So, if it's not that kind of love, it's the wrong love. Amen. God's love is not ordinary, y'all. It's not, I love you today and tomorrow I don't love you. It's not like people. A lot of times we think God is like people, but God is not like people. God's love, it does not matter what you did, how you did it, where you was, where you wasn't, he still loves you. It is an unearned love. Undeserved love, an unmatched love, that God loves us. And we all say this, if God be for us, who can be against me? Sometimes we don't even believe that ourselves. But I'm telling y'all, God's love is it's something that you cannot even, if you can express it, it's something wrong. Because you can't express it. You cannot express God's love. God's love just, it just comes and overshadows you. It pushes you to higher heights and deeper depths, y'all. I'm telling you about God's love. Also, I want y'all to understand that God's love is intentional. God is an intentional God. If I had to say a point, you know, because we like points. I don't know why we like points, but I'm going to give you a point. The first point will be the greatest love. If you got to have a point. You know, some people just got to have certain things. But the greatest love, because can't nobody match God's love. Nobody can match God's love. I don't care how many boos and bays and that you get. They can't match God's love. Amen? We got to understand that God is above everything that we can even think or see. He is unmatched. And when you understand who God is, you know his love, you ain't deserve it. You don't even know why you got it. But because he loved you in spite of who you are and what you did last night, he still loved you. You ought to be able to give him some praise. You ought to. Even though we don't worship him like we ought to worship him, even though we don't pray to him like we ought to pray to him, even though we don't give him his rightful due, he still what? Loves us. He still loves us. He is the gift. But the gift keeps on giving. I like that part. So if you didn't get a gift, I want you to tune in because God is giving you a gift. Amen. Also, don't forget, even though he loves us collectively, God loves us personally. He loves us personally. Anything pertaining to me, God loves me. Sometimes I don't say it right. Sometimes I don't do it right. Sometimes, y'all, I don't even look at it right. But God's love still. He still loves me. Amen. I don't know what's going to make us get excited. Because if we can't get excited off God's love, I guess we got to get excited off somebody else's love. Because we don't get excited off God no more. We just think it's so, you know, well, they just going to talk about, you know, we've got to do right. No, I'm telling you, God loves you. That's simple to me. God loves you. It's so simple that he loves you despite of who you are. And we know, looking at all of us, we all messed up. But he still loves us. He still provides for us. He still elevates us. He still gives us stuff. Just because he loves us. Amen. Before you were born into your mother's womb, God loved you. The way you look, the way you are, was all orchestrated by God. We need to stop allowing people to tell us who we are and what we are, because God, you were made in his image. And nothing in his image messed up. We all good stuff. Because we were made in his image. So we all good stuff, amen? Can you give yourself a hand clap of praise? Because you're good stuff. Learn to celebrate yourself sometime. John didn't come to the world. John didn't say God loved the world a little. He said God loved, meaning he lavishly, deeply, and overwhelmingly loved you. I think about the people in the world today and how the world is all messed up and jacked up, and people are doing so many ungodly things. And we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So nobody is exempt of this world. But that means it does not matter. God still loved us. That was something to me. Because a lot of times when I get into it with somebody, the next week they don't love me. They're going to shun me. Or guess what? It takes them forever to forgive me. But God is not like that, y'all. He forgive me right quick. Even after I mess up and I say, Lord, forgive me. He throw that into the sea. And he don't ever bring it back up again. So I love his love. Amen. And I want y'all to experience his love too. Because sometimes if you experience his love, you wouldn't be so sad. You wouldn't be so down in the dump sometimes. Because you know God loves you in spite of what you've done. Wherever you was, God still loves you. Continue to talk to him. You'll get it right eventually. Amen. Point number two, I told you I ain't going to be before you long because I know everybody cooking. I know everybody got their families in. I know all of that. But let me tell y'all, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be. I wouldn't be able to cook. I wouldn't be able to be nowhere. This is important. God's word is always important, and we need to stop taking it so lightly. Amen. Point number two would be the greatest gift. He says that after God so loved the world, he gave. There go that action, y'all. He gave something. And he gave the most precious gift he could ever give anybody. Who are we to say we're going to give up our children for somebody? And it was his only son. His only begotten son that he gave up for my life, for your life, for the world. They don't praise him, don't worship him, don't give him a clap, don't say amen. Him. We absolutely sometimes feel like we're entitled. That Jesus didn't die for our sins. He went on that cross for you, me, and this whole world. He didn't stop because he felt like this side over here decided that they gonna get it right. But this one, he said, the whole world, I give my son. The sacrifice of God's salvation costs something priceless. Jesus is a priceless gift. That we actually say all the time, Father, in the name of Jesus. We call on the Father. We say it in the name of Jesus. And then don't leave out the Holy Spirit. So we already know it's the Trinity in one. That Jesus sits on the right hand of the Father, being in our, what we go through, our sins. And we decide that we're just going to sit and play like it don't even happen. He is a gift, y'all. I don't care if you don't get nothing on Christmas Day. You got Jesus. And that is a real good gift. Because he provides for us. He elevates us. He prospers us. And if you align yourself with him, he'll give you some gifts. Amen. The generosity of God, he gave Jesus freely, not reluctantly. He freely gave the gift. You know, sometimes when we give something, we want something in return. We have an expectation that we want something in return. I give you something, you give me something. But that ain't how the Lord operated. He freely gave the gift and didn't expect nothing in return. All he wants us to do is worship him. All he wants us to do is give him a clap. All he wants us to do sometimes is just say amen. That's all. He ain't asked us to give him nothing back but you. And sometimes all we got to do is open up our mouths and tell God how good he is. We just got through singing, my hallelujah belongs to you. So that's important to give God back. Just a speech. Power, the life and death is in the power of the tongue. Give him life. If you can't give him nothing else, thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Put your hands together. Clap. Something. the purpose of God. Jesus came to redeem, to restore, and rescue. He redeemed us from our wretched selves, y'all. We know that. And he restored us back to the Father because we was out of alignment. Amen? And he rescued us from some things that we don't even understand. Anytime somebody redeem you, that means he's bringing you back to somewhere you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be in alignment with the Father. Sometimes we just get out of alignment because of the things we do and life be life. So we get out of alignment. But Jesus came to restore us back. He the sins of all of us is laid on his back. He said, by his stripes you are healed. The gift that keeps on giving. He didn't stop at one thing. He decided to keep on. So every time you're sick, he heals your body. Every time you need a bill paid, he pay it. Every time you need to be elevated, he elevates you. Because he's the gift that keeps on giving. At the cross, love was not just spoken. It was demonstrated. Anytime somebody can demonstrate something to you, that means they are showing you something that they want you to have. I thought about this song, and we sang it quite often. We sang it quite often, or not enough, I would say, but we sing this song often. It says, Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Oh, my God. That's what it say. And then it says, they hung him high. They stretched him wide. He hung his head. For me, he died. That's love. But that ain't how the story ends. Because he keeps on giving. He keeps on giving. It said 3 days later, he rose again. That's love. Y'all. Oh, my God. That's good to me. That's good to my soul. That he hung and died for me. And that he healed my sickness. Because by those stripes that they were striping on him, they were for me. They were for you. They were for your loved ones. And then he said, you're healed. And then he says, and that ain't how the story ends. He didn't just stay down. He got on back up and rose again. Y'all, that's some love. That's some action around here, y'all. I don't know about y'all, but y'all better get on board with some action. Y'all better start learning action is good. It don't matter what's going on in your life. If you love God, he'll take care of the rest. Amen. Point number three, and I'm getting out of y'all way. I'm telling you. I'm getting out your way. Because I have learned, I don't know what is God doing in my life, but I've learned, do what you're supposed to do and say what you're supposed to say and sit down. Sit down. Because the people know if they want to receive it or not. Some of them already made up their mind whether they're going to receive it or not. So ain't no use of me going all willy-nilly like I'm all out of whack. You know the word. So you know if you want to receive it or you know if you don't. So some already done tapped out. But I know who have tapped in. I know who done tapped in. And I'm grateful to be done tapped in. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's nothing better than greater than God's love. God's love. And God's gift. It's nothing greater. It's nothing greater. And don't leave out his promise. that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The greatest promise. Nobody can promise you nothing greater than God. Because let me tell you, at the end of the day, people will go back on their word. People will go back on their word, but God is the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow. He will not go back on his word. It does not matter who don't like it. His word is going to stand. Your every knee shall bow and every tongue going to confess that the Lord is God. That's the word. He don't go back. He not like us. He gonna stand on his word. And his word is true. And his word is honest. And his word is uplifting. His word heals. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. That whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That means if you give your life to Christ, can't nobody pluck you out of the hand of God. If you give your life to Christ, that's the best decision you can make in your life. Your name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. Your story can be rewritten. All that you used to do, or all that you was, it ain't got to be your new story. Your story is new in Christ. You are a new creature in Christ. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. That's the promise. That's the promise, y'all. That's a good promise. He also says that in our promise, your life can be transformed. You won't no longer see yourself the same way you saw yourself before you came into Christ. It's a change. It's a transformation. It's like a metamorphosis. And, you know, we heard the caterpillar, and then you become a butterfly. You change into something that you don't even know that you're you extraordinary person. Because when God puts his hand on you, you might have the same hairstyle. But I promise you, it's a light that's going to show up on the inside. And it's going to be so bright. They're going to be saying, I know she been with Jesus. I know she loved the Lord. You might look the same to you, but to God, you're just this beacon light. Amen? Amen. You got a new way of walking. You might got a little dip in your step. You got a new way of talking. You might talk about God a lot more than usual. And they, as Pastor say, they might call you Jesus Jr. You got a different way of looking at things. It changes your outlook. It changes your perspective. It changes your expectation of people. Y'all, stop thinking people are you. People are not going to do it the way you do it. They're not going to say it the way you say it. Give people grace, because God gave us grace. He yet give us grace and mercy every day. So let's give each other grace and mercy. Amen. Stop thinking people are going to say it the way you're going to say it and do it the way you're going to do it. And then if they don't, you're mad. Change your expectation. Change it. Because God said in his word, he'll give you a new outlook, a new way of looking at it, and you won't even see it the same way. I promise you that exercise look red, but tomorrow it might be blue. You don't know what God gonna do. We got to take the limits off the Lord and allow him to expand our horizon of the way we see things. See it through his vision. New direction, a new destiny, and a new identity. Stop trying to be in the same place as you were. Stop allowing people to put you in a box because they knew where you were last night. God knew where I was too. And yet he still loved me. And he still yet gave me time to get it right. He allowed us to come into the house of the Lord again today and get it right. He said, I have presented to you a gift that's going to keep on giving day after day, night after night, centuries after centuries. That's the gift that I'm talking about. And his name is Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. The gift of God. The gift that keeps on giving. And if you know you need that gift, or guess what? You just want to experience that gift.
Care for me. bless the Lord. Come on, give him glory. Hallelujah. Come on, give him glory.
Yeah! Get up. Come on, young people. Show these people how to move in here. Come on. Come on, y'all. Come on. Make some noise in here. Come on, everybody. Hey. I want to hear the audience one more time. Back there in the balcony. Come on. You ain't. What?
Pastor Ham's message blessed you, and if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483, or join us at our regular services at 405 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, Sundays 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Communion, first Sunday of each month, 6 o'clock midweek service, and senior missions and patrons meeting. 6 o'clock Thursday, Sunday school and teachers meeting. God bless you and keep you. May he lift up your countenance and give you peace until we meet again.
Parental involvement is the key to your child's success at school. This is Debbie Moe, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators. Whether it's volunteering at school, communicating with teachers on a regular basis, or helping with homework, we know that parental involvement is crucially important. So get involved. Working together, parents and educators can make this a great school year for every student in Louisiana.
A message from the Louisiana Association of Educators.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do when they find that it's true?
Recently, an Arabic TV reporter asked an 11-year-old girl who had been forced to flee her home in Iraq about her feelings toward ISIS. With a cheerful smile, Miriam said, "I will only ask God to forgive them." In the Bible, Jesus said to us, "Don't be afraid, I am with you." And also he said, "Forgive others, no matter who they are hating you." This young girl living in a refugee camp should serve as an inspiration. As Jesus said, "Unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." For more from the Voice of the Martyrs, go online to persecution.com.
All students in Louisiana deserve a safe learning environment without the threat of bullying. I'm Debbie Moe, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators. It is up to us as educators, as parents, as adults, to stand up on behalf of bullied students. Identify, intervene, and advocate. One caring adult can make all the difference.
Visit nea.org/bullyfree. A message from the Louisiana Association of Educators.
We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you, and if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483, or join us at our regular services at 405 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, Sundays 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Communion, first Sunday of each month, 6 o'clock midweek service, and senior missions and patrons meeting. 6 o'clock Thursday, Sunday school and teachers meeting. God bless you and keep you. May he lift up your countenance and give you peace until we meet again.